We clearly need more people graduating, and we need them graduating in a shorter time frame.
Tackling the abysmal college completion rate in Texas is Representative Dan Branch's top priority this session. Just 48% of Texas students enrolled in four-year schools finish their bachelor's degrees within 6 years. Many never earn their diplomas. Branch's answer? Something called outcome-based legislation. Instead of funding universities based on the number of students who sign up, Branch would make 25% of their state funding contingent on students graduating in a reasonable amount of time. The business community and Governor Perry are solidly behind the bill.
We have a huge need in the workforce for graduate degrees, undergraduate degrees, people with associate's degrees, people with certificates, or what we're now even calling badges, and are specialized skills in just one area. We've got employers that tell us that they are desperately in need of workers all up and down that scale. We can't get enough. In fact, we're bringing in about 90,000 workers into the state each year that have degrees.
But Branch's bill has opposition that could prevent it from having any teeth. 2 years ago, he actually passed a similar bill. Only instead of linking 25% of a school's funding to graduation rates, it said 10% of the money would depend on students graduating. Colleges and universities are supposed to begin feeling the force of that 10% soon after the measure is placed in the budget this session. But opponents have made sure it isn't in the initial budgets coming out of the House and Senate, in part because they believe it would be unfair to schools with students who must work and take longer to graduate. Those schools could lose money. So, unless Branch and supporters can convince lawmakers writing the budget to include the 10% requirement, passing a tougher 25% funding restriction would be nearly meaningless. The laws would be on the books, but they wouldn't be implemented.
We're struggling right now.
But Branch is optimistic.
We don't fund roads by saying, hey, if you start the road project, you get all the money. We pay as you go, and at some point, we want the road to be completed. And taxpayers want people to start school, and then they want them to finish.
Branch also hopes to spur graduation rates with another bill that would make it easier for community college students to transfer their credits to four-year universities. He's carrying legislation that would require universities to do something UT Dallas is already doing, offering incoming freshmen a tuition rate that would remain the same for 4 years. And he wants university boards of regents to get into the 21st century and operate more openly by streaming their meetings online.
If you're a parent or an engaged citizen or someone from the media, this is a way to see what's really happening.
Another hot-button issue on college campuses is whether students and staff should be able to carry concealed weapons.
Well, I think it's an idea that should be resolved on a campus-by-campus basis. If you're at Sol Ross University in Alpine and the custom and everyone feels very comfortable with concealed handgun licenses, or whether that's an urban area that feels comfortable, you know, then those people are closest to the campus, closest to the environment, and they should make the decision.
Texas Monthly has named 55-year-old Dan Branch one of Texas's 10 best legislators during the past two sessions, and he'd no doubt like to be on that prestigious list again this year. It's a badge of honor that would look pretty good on the resume of a candidate running for statewide office. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.